Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. And amidst all of the baseball, and Luke will be at the ballpark down at Camden Yards this week, as well as the big race going on this week in the Preakness, we're welcoming the summer season here. It's been nice around. People got pools out. We're going down to the beach. It is never a bad time to talk about safety and pool safety, and amidst tragedy comes information. Bodie Miller, everyone is familiar with Bodie Miller. My wife, when she found out that Bodie Miller from the Granite State was coming on, said, "You got to talk New Hampshire with Bodie Miller." Bodie Miller usually talks alpine skiing, amongst other things, and very involved in entrepreneurial aspects. And it was a pleasure watching you ski. And when it came to my attention that we could have you on talking about pool safety and the tragedy that you and your wife and your family endured, I want to open it up. And first things first, welcome. It was always fun to watch you go down those mountains, my brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Your story's not about the mountains and gold medals and all of that. These days, you're talking about pool safety. Anyone watching is out seeing you in front of a pool. My dear friend Denny Nagel, a former major league pitcher from here in Maryland, lost a family member, lost a niece. You had the worst tragedy anyone could possibly imagine, and you're here to save other people from having this happen to them.
Yeah, it's not just me, obviously, as you mentioned. I have a bunch of friends who unfortunately I've met typically through this sort of club, which no one wants to be a part of. But yeah, May being Water Safety Awareness Month is an important one just coming into summer, as you said. You just want to kind of bring awareness to it. For me, things I didn't know prior to losing a child to drowning is sort of my driving force behind. I just want to share information, knowledge, get people aware of what they can do and what they should know.
I'm looking behind you at a pool and thinking, if you had a toddler there, that's not a safe circumstance. And I've seen pools to be more safe, and I've seen others that said, "Well, I hope they have a lifeguard here." Your education in this and mistakes others have made along the way, what can people do to make sure that this doesn't happen? Awareness is first, just knowing that. Yeah, we're big people. We jump in the pool. It's fine. It comes up to here. It's not like that for everyone, even animals around the pool.
Right, yeah, you get older and you take for granted that young kids just don't have that awareness, right? In the case of my daughter, I'd been swimming with her all morning, and I'd been at lots of pediatric visits with our doctors, and they talk about formula and sleep patterns and all sorts of things, and not once did they bring up water safety, which again was frustrating after the tragedy. I'd been with my daughter, and she just felt like, yeah, with water you just jump in and your dad's there to grab you. So I think awareness and having the conversation be more open, amongst families and communities and stuff. But when it comes to sort of the prevention stuff or early swim lessons, survival swim is a huge part of it. And then in this case, CoverStar automatic pool cover turns what, as you said, looks like a risk, a danger. It truly is a risk. The most likely chance of accidental death for young people. So it turns it just into regular ground. You can walk right across it and have complete peace of mind that there's no danger there. So I mean that's sort of the layering system of awareness and then early swim lessons and then prevention around the water. So the CoverStar automatic pool covers are amazing solution for that.
Well, you've talked to many other people and folks in your unfortunate circumstance. The education part of this in pool covers, was it anything you ever even thought about at all? Was it anything that came to you? I mean, you grew up on a mountain up in New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Hampshire is not a lot of pools. Obviously, we're around lakes and rivers, and because my uncle drowned, actually my mom's brother, and so I was aware of it and from a young age. And but again, without pools, obviously you can't cover a river, you can't cover a lake. It just became you were really aware of the danger of the risk from a young age. And it still seems like a miracle that that more tragedies don't happen. But when we had a pool in California, we did put up a pool fence, But again, we were not aware of CoverStar automatic pool cover. I think we would have certainly done that had we been aware. So, I mean, again, that's why I'm here, is just trying to bring people's awareness to what the options are, what their options are to make their pool safe and still super fun and enjoyable, where they can relax and feel good about it.
Big appreciation to CoverStar for providing Bodie Miller, one of the most talented ski racers of all time on a mountain. So I have you for a couple minutes. I got to talk a little bit of New Hampshire and say you're in front of a pool, you're doing pool things. I know you're married to a beach person. How often do you find yourself on a mountain? I mean, I thought about this morning and having you on because I don't talk to a lot of ski racers, but it's the most intentional thing in the world because you have to be somewhere to do it. It's not like going and playing tennis or having a different kind of vocation. How often do you get on a mountain these days, Bodie?
Well, we were in Southern California, so I had a good hiatus from it. But the last since COVID, actually, we were in Montana first, and now we're in Utah. So we're around the mountains all the time. And I've had now probably 5 or 6 years consecutively where I'm getting 100 days on the mountain in the winter. But I still love it. I go out by myself. I go out with my kids. But you're right. It is deliberate, and I'm a bit spoiled where I'm used to not having long lift lines and stuff, and that's been a bit of a shock to me. Where I can't just ski right past everybody and hop right on the lift. I gotta wait in line like a normal person now.
And you
But
have
I
to
still
ski
love
like a
it. I
normal
love getting
person when
out
you're
there.
out there, right? Like you know, you
Yeah,
can't do the stuff
generally.
you do, you know?
No, I can't go fast. But I'm old enough now where and I did, went fast plenty, so I enjoy just going out and being outside, and such a great sport for families and for social aspect. I love it.
What do you love the most about it all these years later? Because there's no more competition, there's no more winning thing, any of that. Now it's just the rest of your life. I have a cousin who played big time tennis, put the racket down, hasn't touched it in 20 years just because maybe didn't like it as much. But this was a hobby for you. This was a passion and a joy, like playing the guitar or something, right?
Yeah, well, I think that's the advantage of skiing, right? Tennis, you need an opponent, so, and there's such a competitive aspect to it. If your buddy went out and played now, he'd need somebody who is at his level. Otherwise, it's kind of miserable to chase a ball around all day. But skiing is individual, so I just go out, and mostly I like being outside. I always joke that I play golf, I'd be a better caddy. My least favorite part about golf is hitting the golf ball. And in skiing, I loved racing, but it wasn't the only thing I loved. I just like being outside. I like being in the mountains. I love the juxtaposition between really slow, quiet lift rides that are mellow, and then kind of the more aggressive speed of ripping down the mountain. And I think it's a sport that you never stop learning too. I mean, every time I go out, I still feel different things, and there's no two turns that are the same, so that keeps it kind of exciting.
What's the most beautiful mountain in the world you've been on?
That's a good question. I mean, I really like Big Sky in Montana. It's just one of those, it's a standalone kind of peak, and it's just really dramatic. Big cliffs and rocks, and just lots of kind of unusual space, and you definitely get the sense of that you're on this massive mountain. Coming from New Hampshire, our mountains are great, but they're a little smaller, and so for me, that's an amazing spot in the US.
Yeah, well, you'll get my wife around the White Mountains up there and Mount Washington and all that stuff. New Hampshire's own Bodie Miller joining us here and talking about pool safety. Reminder to everyone out there, it is pool season. We're going to be at the Y next month, and there's pools everywhere around here. Take care of the little ones out there. A parting shot for you, Bodie. Last piece of advice for people in regard to pool safety.
Yeah, just I mean, I think research nowadays, information's easier to find. Go to coverstar.com. They have a bunch of information, really useful. And keep in mind that even if you have an existing pool, you can make it better with a CoverStar cover. Or if you're building a pool, keep it in mind.
Take care of yourself. Thanks for the window of time. Thanks for the New Hampshire love from the Granite State. Bodie Miller joining us here, all a part of pool safety and summer safety. We'll continue to remind people about all this stuff. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We never stop talking. Baltimore positive.